Psalm 16, a Mikdam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply, their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This psalm ushers believers into a renewed confidence and contentment in the care of the Lord. The ringing note on which the psalm ends has been deeply calming encouragement to saints down through the ages. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Nothing else is needed. The Lord is my chosen portion. Have you tasted this? Have you been freed from the endless quest to secure stability and joy in the things of this world? Have you been ushered into the invincibility of knowing that no matter what you lose in terms of your health, finances, marriage, children, job, emotional sanity, the Lord is your ever-present refuge and life? 300 years ago, the pastor and theologian Jonathan Edwards captured the glad contentment of this psalm when he said in one sermon, "The heart of a godly man doth freely choose God and Christ for his portion. Take away all torment and set hell aside, and he could and might have his choice, and he would choose God rather than anything else. If the godly man might have his choice either to live always in this world in the enjoyment of all manner of worldly prosperity, or else in God's time die and go to heaven to dwell forever there in the enjoyment of God and Jesus Christ, he would choose the latter."